So tell us about how you met Oprah.
So this was an experience that happened during a study away program my sophomore year, winter term. Basically, we were doing a program called Discovering Dixie, and it was all about taking a tour around the South and visiting different cities and experiencing different cultures. So there was the music culture in Nashville and Memphis. There was the historical culture in Mississippi, Mardi Gras in New Orleans, and the businesses like Coca-Cola and NASCAR in Atlanta and Charlotte. And so this was something that happened in the midst of those experiences.
So why was this such an extraordinary experience for you and the group you were with?
So basically, this was during the bus tour from New Orleans to Atlanta, and basically it was a very tiring journey, and we were all like rather tired and just in the mood for getting to Atlanta. But then our professor decided that we had to stop off in Selma, Alabama, to see the movie premiere that was happening at that time. And we were just wondering why we would want to stop here, what was the point of it. And so we just went along with the flow, and we saw the movie premiere. And then it turns out Oprah was there, and somebody in our group was actually knew her. She was actually connected to Oprah, and so through her we got to go to her apartment and meet her in person and take pictures. And it was the most unpredictable experience ever. And just like how unpredictable it was, it's just gave us the sense of hope for something different and something new. And it was an astonishing experience, and I loved it.
And how did this change your entire view of your study away experience?
So the idea of like Discovering Dixie, it was all about like, you know, studying the South, but also it was kind of like studying America in a way, because it was a group of international students like myself, and getting that kind of experience, I mean, meeting Oprah kind of reminded me about how in America anything can be possible, you just have to believe. And so maybe some people might think that's a load of nonsense, but part of me just wanted to take that as kind of a calling. You know, I mean, like, you don't know what kind of opportunities life might have to offer you, but just around the corner, you met Oprah, you got a picture with her, highest number of likes for your cover photo, and that was why that trip was so memorable. And there were plenty of other study abroad programs I wanted to do for that J term, but I did Discovering Dixie for a reason, and it was for that.
Glad that you did it. How has this story remained in your memory, even though it's been over a year since it happened?
So I keep reminding myself just how unpredictable it was. And part of the idea of, you know, coming to America for college, which is a study abroad experience itself, just reminds... I keep remembering it because it reminds me just about possibilities and opportunities, and just how unpredictable life can be. Because certainly while I've grown up in the UK and coming here for college, certainly there are always thinking about the possibilities of whether going back there after graduation or staying here and finding a job and getting a work visa. It reminds me of just how there can always be something very incredible just around the corner, even in the midst of that. You know, we're college students, and obviously we get really committed to our lives we have on campus. And the fun thing about study abroad is that that's kind of when we take a break from that. But the study away experience in Discovering Dixie, that was kind of a break itself, and discovering a lot more beyond Elon. That's how I remember it.
Great. Thanks so much, Roland.
Thank you.